Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe, and it's a great pleasure to welcome our new co-host, Pearline.
Hi, everyone. It's nice to meet you.
Yes, Pearline. Her name begins with the word pearl, you know, P-E-A-R-L, the beautiful white pearl like jewelry.
Yes, 真珠という意味ですね。
Yes, Pearline. Let's learn some more about Pearline.
みなさんこんにちは。これから楽しく勉強をしていきましょう。
Yes, Pearline will help us and have fun at the same time.
Yes.
Pearline, can you tell us a little about yourself? For example, what year are you at Hiroshima University?
Yes, I'm in the fourth year and I'm an undergraduate student.
Okay, and what's your major?
My major is a bit complicated, but it's called Peace and Communication.
Peace and Communication.
Yes.
Okay. So in the future, what kind of work do you want to do?
I would love to help with reducing conflict through peace studies and psychology. So after my studies, I would love to become a counselor.
Wow, psychology.
Yes.
So helping people with kind of a mental problem,
yes.
Right? Very good, very good.And Pearline, what do you like to do in your free time?
I'm a very boring person, so I love to stay home and do things that are relaxing, like listen to music and watch movies.
Okay, very good, very good. And Pearline, you grew up basically in Japan, right? And you went to normal, regular Japanese schools. Pearline, how did your English get so good?
First of all, thank you very much for saying that. I am American and Japanese, and I was born in America and lived there until I was 8. So maybe that's why, I can speak English.
Okay, so you're bicultural,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm bicultural.
Right, part American and part Japanese.
Yes.
But you went to regular Japanese schools.
Yes, I went to public schools, 公立学校ですね。
Right. So anybody who goes to regular Japanese schools can also get very good English, I guess.
Yes. 早速ですが、今日のポッドキャストについて少し説明をさせていただきます。今日のテーマは Princess and the Pea という昔話にちなんだ話なんですけど、エンドウ豆の上に寝たお姫様という昔話です。その昔話は、突然王子様のところに来た女の人が本当にお姫様かどうかを試すために、寝台に一粒だけのエンドウ豆を忍ばせて、その上から何枚も布団を重ねて、その上に彼女を寝かせます。で、翌朝お姫様はベッドの下に硬いものがあったから眠れないと言って、こんなに繊細な肌を持つものだったら、本物のお姫様に違いないと思い、王子様はそのお姫様と結婚したという話です。It's a very simple story.
Okay,
yes.
Good, good, good. And with that, let's listen at slow speed, and everyone, when they're speaking, try to repeat after what they say.
Who could that be? So late at night.
Hi. Can you help me? I'm a princess.
A princess? What amazing timing. My mother was pressuring me to marry a princess. Come in, come in. You see, my kingdom needs an heir.
Cool. But I'm sleepy right now. Can I sleep here?
Of course, my princess. She doesn't really act like a princess. Where are her manners? Maybe something happened to her. Oh, I know what to do. I can use the ancient test for true princesses.The P test. Here, come this way. I have a special bedroom just for you.
Whoa! This bed is huge. You must be rich. And there are so many mattresses piled on top of each other. This bedroom is crazy.
Haha. Yeah. But there's nothing suspicious about that. Haha. Oh. What? He's already asleep? Damn. Rise and shine, princess. Did you sleep well?
Why are you shouting? And why are you calling me princess?
But you told me you were a princess. And you slept so soundly on the pea bed.
What's a pea bed? I have no idea what you're talking about. Man, this hangover is so bad. And I don't remember anything. I must have blacked out last night.
So the reason that she slept very well is that she had a hangover. She drank
yes.
too much.
Yes, a hangover wa 二日酔い.
Yes. She had a hangover and she must have blacked out.
Blacked out, yes. Blacked out っていうのは飲みすぎて記憶がないというものですね。I think some students, college students, have experienced this before.
How about you, Perline? Have you ever had a hangover?
Yes, just once. Only once.
Oh,
yes.
okay. Have you ever blacked out?
Yes, just once. Just once.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I have too a few times, but not really from drinking too much. There's other reasons people black out. For example, if you're sick or something, you faint.
Yes.
It's called losing consciousness, too.
Yes.
You lose consciousness, you black out. Yes. It's the same.
意識が飛ぶ。
That's right. You can use this expression anywhere. Have you ever blacked out, for example?
この話では突然女の人が王子様のところに訪れて自分はお姫様だと名乗ります。そこで王子様はちょうどよかった、 My mother was pressuring me to marry a princess と言います。で、 To pressure someone はプレッシャーをかける、圧力をかけるという意味です。 Joe, is there any ways to use the word pressure?
Right, so again it's to pressure someone to do something. For example, atWork. My boss pressured me to do this work. I didn't want to do it, but the boss pressured me to do the work. You can also say to pressure someone to do, or even more frequent, I think, to pressure someone into doing something. I think that's even more frequent. For example, again, my boss pressured me into
yes.
doing the work. I didn't want to do the work,
yes.
but he almost...He or she made me do it like that.
Yes. 無理やりさせるという意味ですね。
That's right. And also, even at school, you can kind of use it. The teacher pressured us into doing this homework, even though we didn't want to do it like that. And again, in the dialogue, the prince's mother was pressuring him to marry a princess, so he needed a princess somewhere like that.
王子様が You see my kingdom needs an heir って言うんですけど、この H-E-I-R と書かれている単語は Heir とは発音せずに Air、 空気と同じ発音で発音します。この最初は H で始まるんですけど、この H は発音しないので注意してください。引き継ぐものっていう意味です。
Right, so again、an heir is a person who receivesa lot of money from the parents, right?
Yes.
a lot of money or property, things like
yes.
that. And again, and the pronunciation is an air. It sounds like the air that you breathe, right?
Yes.
But it's spelled, again, H-E-I-R. And you always need an air. You know, the word a house with a H there, but that's, you pronounce the H here, but this is an air.Perline, are you an heir to a lot of money?
No, but I wish I was.
Yeah, we wish we were, right?
Yes.
That's right.
王子様は本当にこの女の人がお姫様かどうかをちょっと不思議に思うんですけど、そこで he says, Where are her manners? 彼女のマナーはどこなんだっていうふうに言っています。礼儀が正しくないということですね。
Yes. she needs better manners, maybe,
yes.
right? Because she's talking kind of in a strange way.
Yes. そこで、The Princess and the Pea の昔話に沿った試しテストをしていこうと王子様は決意します。で、そこで王子様は寝室に紹介します。お姫様はすごくびっくりするします。Wow, this bed is huge. ここで Wow っていうのは待ってとか Stop っていう同じような意味です。由来はカウボーイたちが馬を止めるときに使ってた表現です。
Right, but you can use it in your regular conversation when someone, for example, is just talking too fast. You can say, Whoa, you're going too fast. Please speak a little slower like that. So it's kind of like, wait, you're kind of interrupting the person, right? Or to give one more example, someone says something and you don't really believe it. It seems kind of strange. You can say, for example, Whoa, are you sure about that? Like that.
Yes.
So it's kind of a polite way to say, wait, let's think about this. You're kind of questioning something, right?
Yes. で、お姫様は、to be piled on top of each other. たくさんの布団が積み重なっていることに気がつきます。
Yes, she notices that the mattresses are piled on top of each other.
Yes.
Right, to be piled on top of each other means they're on top of each other, right? You can say, for example, a lot of books are piled on top of each other
yes.
in my room. Everyone, can you say that? A lot of books are piled on top of each other in my room, like that. And again, he says there's nothing suspicious about that. But actually, it is kind of strange, right?
Yes, it sounds suspicious.
Mm-hmm. That's right, that's right.
お姫様はエンドウ豆を気にせずに寝てしまうので王子様はダーンと言いますダーンはやってしまったとかクソと同じ表現です
Right, but it's very polite,
yes.
right? Darn is because she fell asleep. It's like damn, right?
Yes.
We can say that word here. The important word you hear, damn. But it's much more polite. So
yes.
you can say it in conversation. For example, oh, darn, I got a bad score on the test again. It's no problem in speaking. But damn is kind of too strong. You shouldn't really say it. Only listen to that in movies, right?
Yes, yes. そして翌朝になり、王子様はお姫様を起こしに行きます。最初に言うことは、rise and shine. Good morning とか、wake up と同じ表現ですね。
Yes, it's a very polite way to say wake up.
Yes.
So when you're sleeping with someone, everyone out there, you can say rise and shine. It comes from the expression the sun rises in the morning like that, and it shines like that. So especially you can say it in the morning.
Yes.お姫様は、なんで私をお姫様って呼んでるのって起きながら、王子様は、You slept so soundly. ぐっすり寝てたね、と言います。
Right, to sleep soundly. It's a good expression. It means to sleep well, right?
Yes.
Pearline, did you sleep soundly last night?
Yes, I always sleep soundly. Maybe too much. そこで、これで解説が終わります。And with that, let's listen to the dialogue in normal speed.
And then after the dialogue, we will ask Pearline if she would like to be a princess. Everyone, what do you think the answer will be?
Who could that be so late at night?
Hi.Can you help me? I'm a princess.
A princess? What amazing timing. My mother was pressuring me to marry a princess. Come in, come in. You see, my kingdom needs an heir.
Cool. But I'm sleepy right now. Can I sleep here?
Of course, my princess. She doesn't really act like a princess.Where are her manners? Maybe something happened to her. Oh, I know what to do. I can use the ancient test for true princesses, the P test. Here, come this way. I have a special bedroom just for you.
Whoa! This bet is huge. You must be rich. And there are so many mattresses piled on top of each other. This bedroom is crazy.
Haha. Yeah, but there's nothing suspicious about that. Haha. Oh, what? She's already asleep. Damn. Rise and shine, princess. Did you sleep well?
Why are you shouting? And why are you calling me princess?
But you told me you were a princess, and you slept so soundly on the pea bed.
What's a pea bed? I have no idea what you're talking about. Man, this hangover is so bad, and I don't remember anything. I must have blacked out last night.
So, Pearline, would you like to be a princess?
Yes, I would love to be a princess.
Why?
Because you're rich, you get to sleep a lot, and you get to eat anything you would like to. That sounds like a dream life.
Uh-huh.
How about you, Joe? Would you like to be a prince?
Actually, a prince, the answer is yes to, for basically the same reasons
yes.
you said. You can eat a lot, you can travel wherever you want.
Yes.
It sounds like you don't need to work, right?
Basically, yes.
But also, of course, yes, princesses and princes also have hard lives too, I guess. Okay, everyone, we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We'll be back again next time. So we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye.